Well, good morning. My name is Hilda Dávila. I'm the Director General of International Relations at the Secretariat, the Federal Secretariat of Health in Mexico. Thank you very much for your presence here this morning to address a region that poses numerous challenges for both systems of health that share the same population, that is just divided by a border, a political border, but that are basically the same community. I would like to introduce the first speaker. Robert Guerrero serves as the Chief of the Office of Border Health for the Arizona Department of Health, Department of Health Services, and is the primary liaison between the Arizona Department of Health Services and the public health authorities in the state of Sonora. In addition, Mr. Guerrero is a delegate to the United States-Mexico Border Health Commission, working closely with public health authorities in all 10 of the states that conform the U.S.-Mexico border and both federal governments. Thank you very much, Robert, for being here.
Thank you very much. And I really, before I get started, I really want to thank Hilda Dávila for pulling this together, because I think it was in August that we were told that we were being invited by Sección México to present here. And so, Hilda, thank you very much for inviting us to do this. So my presentation is about the development of the Healthy Border 2020 initiative. And I'll just go and see. Oh, I have to have my first slide saying that there's no, it's my disclosure slide. So with Healthy Border 2020, I want to just kind of give a background, and I think I'm going to read off there because of my eyesight. And the main thing that we're trying to talk about here is that it is 10 states and it is two countries, but I think the easiest way to understand it is one region. And so because we know that the health problems are similar on both sides of the border and they affect the populations and communities that straddle the border region, and so in turn the main causes of death are also similar in both countries. And with cardiovascular disease, cancer, unintentional injuries, diabetes, cerebral vascular disease, pneumonia, influenza, chronic liver disease, and on. And communicable disease rates are also high on both sides of the border. And because of this, both the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ministry of Health of Mexico, through their participation in the United States-Mexico Border Health Commission, are involved in eliminating health disparities and improving quality of life on the border. It's important to know that with the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission, it is a binational commission, and the commissioner on the U.S. side is the Secretary of Health of the United States, and the commissioner on the Mexican side is the Secretary of Health of Mexico. So in this context, the commission created the Healthy Border 2010-2020 Strategic Framework, and this is a key document because before we could even talk about creating Healthy Border 2020, both countries had to agree on the process that we were going to follow as a strategic process. Number one, to close out Healthy Border 2010, and number two, from that point on, what we were going to work on binationally. And so I can't overemphasize how important this document was, because it wasn't the U.S. side driving a process or the Mexican side driving a process. Rather, it was both sides coming together and working binationally and agreeing on what we were going to work on for the next 5 to 6 years. So as an outcome of that strategic framework, a border binational technical work group was created to develop the Healthy Border 2020 initiative. And that initiative is focused on preventing prevention and health promotion in the U.S.-Mexico border region, and has as a fundamental background Healthy Border 2010. And the Healthy Border 2010 closeout document is, believe it or not, actually being vetted still by our governments. But that gave us the basis of where we needed to jump off and go on and create 2020. This binational technical work group was characterized, it was multidisciplinary, interagency, and cross-border composition. The members provided their expertise in epidemiology, health promotion, and disease prevention, as well as program planning and evaluation. For the Mexico side, these were the participants of the binational technical work group. So we had participation from the Border Health Commission, participation. Actually, one of the differences between our government systems, not saying one is better than the other, just the differences, is that because of the structure on the Mexican side, we did not need to have somebody from each of the six Mexican states. So we had representation from the state of Sonora, and that epidemiologist represented the interests of the other five states. And then from the Ministry of Health, we had from the different areas of the Ministry of Health. And one of the things that doesn't show on this slide for some reason is the consultores. We had a few consultants that we added on, Dr. Eduardo González, Dr. Mercedes Gameros, and Dr. Ana López Jaramillo, that were consultants. And also, before I forget this point, Dr. Eduardo González was key because he was, for the Mexican section, one of the writers of Healthy Border 2020. For the U.S. side, a different composition because of the makeup of our state governments and our federal. So we had representation, we did have representation from all four of the U.S. states, health departments. In addition, we had representation from the CDC and from the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission, and then from the University of Arizona, Melanie Nid-Zuckerman College of Public Health. That person was key for helping us pull this whole process together as well, Dr. Cecilia Rosales. And from the Pan American Health Organization, we did have Dr. Maria Teresa Cerqueda, who's in the audience here, and Dr. Marcelo Cork, who participated in the process as well. So thank you. So the primary objective of Healthy Border 2020 is to provide a framework to present the public health goals and the necessary actions to achieve the objectives related to improving health on both sides of the border, which are aligned with the overall mission of the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Commission to provide international leadership to optimize health and quality along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Healthy Border 2020 initiative raises objectives for each of the health problems stated in terms of reducing mortality and morbidity and improving access to services and improving prevention and early detection. And one of the key points here is in some of the priorities and topics, the objectives are different for the United States and for Mexico due to the differences in the type of information and data generation systems of the two countries. The key difference in Mexico is called Plataforma Única. So it's one data system that the Mexican federal government uses and all the states use. So that streamlines really how data is collected and throughout the nation. Whereas in the U.S., we have the federal system, and then each of our states has its own data collection system, which made the closeout of Healthy Border 2010 truly like herding cats, because trying to get data was much more difficult. And I think our colleagues from Mexico were always amazed by the difficulties that we were having. But so the principal health problems at the border. The way this slide is laid out, so we have categories. So we have chronic and degenerative disease. We have infectious disease, and I'll go on with the rest of them. But then the next column over has the primary health problems. So, for instance, for chronic degenerative disease, we have obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and asthma. And then another column, something that Healthy Border 2010 didn't include, were the causes and/or determinants. So in this case, if we were to take chronic degenerative disease, then you look at the health problems related to that, and then you have the causes and determinants, physical inactivity, poor diet, poverty, genetic or non-modifiable determinants, lack of breastfeeding, education, and access to information. So for each of those sections, for infectious disease, the same thing. You have the primary health problems listed, and then you have the primary determinants. In almost every one of these, under determinants, poverty is a key issue in that. So this is category of maternal child health, primary health problems of teen pregnancy, neural tube defects, maternal mortality, and then the causes and determinants for each of those sections, going down to mental health disorders, having addiction, depression, and violence, and then those causes and determinants. And one of the changes that is going to happen with Healthy Border 2020 is that the Secretaría de Salud de México, the federal, asked that addiction actually be treated in its own area, so that it's addressing it a little bit more emphasis on that. Just, yeah, I'm going out of time. And then with injury prevention, same thing. Category injury prevention, your primary health problems at the border, and then your causes. So the objectives of Healthy Border 2020 are, and this is one of the key things that we built into it, is that the objectives are measurable and binationally relevant. The initiative seeks to bring together key players in the region to develop and promote public health policies based on or evidence-based interventions in the context of social factors impacting health in the region. And therefore, the initiative seeks is an effort that seeks to generate greater awareness in the health priorities in the region and associated social determinants, as well as opportunities for binational cooperation and collaboration. It also seeks to create the creation of strategies for health promotion. So I'm not going to go through all of it because I want to encourage you to download the document. But in a way to look at how you know, when you look at the objectives and strategies, and this is, I have a couple of examples. So just looking at the priority of chronic and degenerative disease, and then looking at the health issue of obesity, and then you look at specific to obesity, you have those objectives that are listed. And they're very specific of where this information is coming, because one of the difficulties we had with Healthy Border 2010 was figuring out and how the group that put together Healthy Border 2010 back in the late 1990s and early 2000s, where they took their data from. And so we wanted to be really specific when we said increased fruit and vegetable intake, looking at what our baseline was now. You know, in this case, BRFS 2011 and then EnSanud 2012. And so listing each one of those objectives and then giving strategies that communities can work on and where those strategies are coming, and so giving them some examples of where they can draw those strategies from. And here's another example where for chronic and degenerative disease, looking at diabetes, looking at the objectives, and then with the strategies, we did something a little bit different here also, is that we listed the key websites of where they can go to look at where strategies that are evidence-based. And for instance, in this case, I was looking at the ones from both the CDC and from the Secretaría de Salud. So if they click on those, they'll go to these web pages. The one on the left is a web page for the CDC, Tools for Implementing Evidence-Based Approach in Public Health Practice. And then the other one is from the Secretaría de Salud, and it has to do with nutrition. So those are tools that we're giving our communities on how they can, where they can find the strategies. And so each one of those links, we tested them over and over and over to make sure that they didn't go to some page that, you know, had the 404 and, you know, could not be found type thing. And so the Binational Technical Work Group offered some recommendations, some recommended actions that the Commission can undertake in the line of its mission and in collaboration with multiple community-based stakeholders. And the recommended actions can be incorporated into the existing initiatives of the Border Health Commission: health promotion, disease prevention, health research, education and training, and then other activities such as the Border Binational Health Week and other immunization programs. And then finally, to assess the progress of actions undertaken by the Commission and measure the impact of the goals of Healthy Border 2020, within the context of the Commission's strategic principles of leadership, focus, and venue. A list of indicators and areas were created associated with measuring the Commission's impact towards achieving Healthy Border 2020 objectives. These indicators focus on measuring the activities implemented directly by the Commission under the Healthy Border 2020 initiative. One of the biggest challenges for the Healthy Border 2020 initiative is having the necessary tools to really integrate, monitor, and evaluate the 2020 goals and objectives using common survey instruments and sound statistical approaches in a binational fashion. So one of the biggest recommendations was, as a part of the 2020 initiative, was that to commit resources, the governments would commit resources for creating a binational surveillance public health observatory that maintains a dedicated binational technical work group tasked with developing a survey instrument designed to measure the primary social determinants related to Healthy Border 2020. And then within the observatory, create a GIS designed to spatially analyze morbidity and mortality trends within the U.S.-Mexico border region. And I believe that's the final. So this is where you can find the documents. Although they look different, it's one initiative in two languages. So on the left is the Frontera Saludable 2020, and the right, the Healthy Border 2020 initiative. But it's not two different initiatives. It's one initiative that is simply in both languages. I believe that's it.
Thank you. Okay.